With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigators in Minneapolis say the shooter who killed two students and wounded 18 other people was obsessed with the idea of killing defenseless children. Police say the gunman idolized mass killers and wanted to terrorize kids. 23-year-old Robin Westman fired 116 rounds through the stained glass Wednesday morning, killing those kids. President Trump is proposing a pre-midterm Republican convention next year. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president posted online that he's thinking of recommending a national convention to the Republican Party just prior to next November's midterm elections. Conventions are typically held during presidential election years so that parties can formally nominate candidates following state primaries. Donald Trump's proposal comes a day after Axios reported that senior Democrats were considering holding their own national convention before the 2026 midterms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As expected, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt Thursday says the Federal Reserve Governor, Lisa Cook, suing the Trump administration. That in an effort to overturn the president's attempt to fire her.
I believe she just filed a lawsuit today, and Mr. Pulte has deferred those allegations over to the Department of Justice to investigate them. What I will say is that you had these mortgage receipts very clearly shown to the president, and he has the cause that he needs to fire this individual. He laid it out in the letter that he provided to her and to the public as well.
Jim O'Neill, a deputy to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will be serving as acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, replacing Susan Monares. This is SRN News. A new study looks at the LGBT Americans and religion.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Chile. Officials in Santiago say historic synagogue there vandalized with graffiti and posters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a bullet hole in his forehead. The posters read, "Your silence is cooperation with Israel's genocide." This is SRN News. The United States is deporting illegal immigrants to Rwanda.
Authorities in Rwanda have said that seven migrants have been transferred from the United States to the East African country under a deportation agreement with the U.S. The Rwanda government said on Thursday the deportees arrived in mid-August. Rwanda said earlier in August it would accept up to 250 deportees from the U.S. No information was provided about the identities of the deportees. Rwanda is one of four African countries that have reached such agreements with Washington. The others are Uganda, Eswatini, and South Sudan. Eight men were sent to South Sudan from the U.S. in July. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ongoing trouble in Gambia. There as local fishermen are facing off against foreign trawlers as overfishing and global seafood demand strains dwindling stocks. The battles are fracturing a number of coastal communities. More details at srnnews.com.